Pakistan's elections could have far-reaching implications for the U.S. and the struggle against terrorism. You can read about how Washington views the Pakistani vote at npr.org. In Kosovo, yesterday was declared a new national holiday. The province declared independence from Serbia yesterday, a decade after a bloody separatist war with Serbia. Tens of thousands of ethnic Albanians celebrated in the streets. Serbia immediately declared the new state illegal, as so did Russia, which demanded an emergency meeting at the United Nations to proclaim the declaration null and void. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from the Kosovo capital, Pristina.
Late into the night, the cold skies of Pristina crackled with the sound of fireworks alternating with celebratory gunfire. The new Kosovo flag was revealed, a map of Kosovo on a blue background with six stars, a reference to the minorities living alongside the 2 million ethnic Albanians. Respect for minority rights was the underlying theme of the Declaration of Independence. Prime Minister Hashim Thaci, a former guerrilla leader, read out at an extraordinary session of the Kosovo Parliament.
Devoted to promoting and respecting the diversity of our people, we, the leaders of our country, elected democratically through this declaration, are declaring that Kosovo is an independent state, a democratic state.
Throughout the day, emotions were intense. Music and car horns echoed through the streets. Thousands of people strolled along Mother Teresa Boulevard waving Albanian national flags and cheering to the sound of a constant drumbeat. 30-year-old Beza Berani was overjoyed.
Now I feel good for my future. When it comes to my children, I know that my children will be born in a state, for example. They will have much better life than I do, I hope and I believe. So it's a great, great emotion. That's what I can say. Great feeling.
The new state faces huge challenges. It's overpopulated and mired in poverty. The jobless rate is close to 70%, and 20% of Kosovo's GNP comes from the presence of international civilians and the 16,000-strong NATO peacekeeping force. Nevertheless, this young ethnic Albanian woman, Shrepsa Sila, believes independence will solve all economic problems.
When they wake up in the morning, they will know where to go, you know, to support their family, not like wake up in the morning and hold their head, like what's going to happen? How am I supposed to feed our kids, our families and all that?
But in the enclaves where the remaining 100,000 Serbs live, the mood was glum. In the divided city of Mitrovica, hand grenades were thrown at buildings of the UN and European Union, apparently without causing serious damage. Earlier, Belgrade officials came to reassure Kosovo Serbs they'll not be abandoned and Serbian government offices will be set up in Mitrovica. In Belgrade, demonstrators stoned the U.S. embassy in protest against Kosovo's secession, breaking some windows while demonstrators chanted patriotic songs. And there's division within the EU, which will send a civilian mission to supervise Kosovo's transition to statehood. Several members have separatist movements of their own and fear Kosovo's secession could trigger a domino effect. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, Pristina.
You can read about the struggle over Kosovo and its implications for Russia and the U.S. at npr.org.